Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Core developers add EAP 3074 to the Pectra upgrade. Six new actively validated services go live on Eigenlayer. Uniswap proposes ERC 7683 as a cross-chain intents standard. And Chainlink CCIP supports native ETH transfers. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Ethereum core developers agreed to add EIP 3074 into Ethereum's upcoming Pectra upgrade. EAP 3074 introduces the auth and auth call opcodes, allowing externally owned accounts to delegate their control to a smart contract. The feature enables new abilities for externally owned accounts, such as batch transactions and sponsored transactions. With EAP 3074, transactions like approving and swapping can be batched together, enhancing the user experience. Core developers also agreed to add EAP 2935, which aims to store historical block hashes in a contract. Last month, MaxEB EAP 7251 was added to Pectra. In total, seven EIPs are slated for inclusion in the Pectra upgrade so far. Eigenlayer announced six new actively validated services that are now live on mainnet. The new AVSs include AltLayer's Match Rollups, Brevis's Coprocessor, eOracle's Ethereum Native Oracle, Lagrange's State Committee, Witness Chain's D-Pin Coordination Layer, and the Terrio Games Match Restaked Rollup. Operators on Eigenlayer can now secure the new AVSs, although the mechanisms for rewards and penalties are not yet live. Restakers also have the option to delegate their stake to operators who secure the new services. Actively validated services are networks that are underpinned by the economic security provided by Eigenlayer restakers. Uniswap, in partnership with Across Protocol, has proposed a new ERC standard for cross-chain intents. The standard is designed to enable fillers from various systems that adopt the standard to participate and fulfill intents, making the process more efficient. It aims to provide users with faster execution and lower fees. Uniswap plans to integrate the ERC into its Uniswap X intent-based trading protocol. Intents are signed constraints that allow users to outsource their orders to a network of independent fillers. The order fillers not only compete to fulfill orders, but also manage order routing and handle the gas fees on different native destination chains. The ERC, assigned as ERC 7683, is currently open for community feedback. Chainlink's cross-chain interoperability protocol now supports the transfer of native ETH across Ethereum, Arbitrum, and Optimism. CCIP facilitates three token transfer mechanisms, including burn and mint, lock and mint, and lock and unlock. The new native ETH transfers use the lock and unlock mechanism. The process involves wrapping ETH into wrapped Ether, locking it, and then unlocking an equal amount of wrapped Ether on the destination network where it can be unwrapped back into native ETH. Bridging ETH through CCIP incurs a percentage-based fee, which is part of a new pricing strategy aiming to capture higher transaction volume. And lastly, Circle, the issuer of the USDC stablecoin, launched a new smart contract functionality that enables holders of the BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, or BILD for short, to convert their shares into USDC. The update is designed to provide BILD investors with a fast and low-cost method for exchanging their shares. The BILD Fund, which is a tokenized fund on Ethereum, provides accredited investors access to USD yields. In other news, Conduit supports EigenDA, Arbitrum DAO turns one, and Omni announces its Genesis airdrop, which includes an allocation to solo stakers and Eigenlayer restakers. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.